What did I get out of it? Not the drugs. I haven't used that stuff in, what is it, 9? Almost 10 years now. I didn't touch any of Paulie's funny money either. I'd seen him go broke, well, let's see, about 1/3 as many times as he bought himself a new car. I did enjoy holding a slightly overpaid, decidedly easy, almost respectable, almost professional, almost middle-class job. After more than a decade of bartending, which actually pays better, but I guess I'd grown tired of my ever-younger waitress girlfriends leaving me and my world behind when they went off to law school. But the main thing was, I could immerse myself, spend all my time with movies, and maybe finish my book. And there was one other thing. I was proud, silly with pride, really, about the porno club. You see, there weren't any secretive customers, and there wasn't a single hardcore video anywhere on the premises. That is what was so beautiful. The porno club existed only in my computer. It was a washing machine. You know, a way to clean up all the dirty cash that Paulie had too much of. Now, I'd written the program myself, which is why I was so damn proud. You see, I never studied computers, just bought a couple of books and figured it out. All the program did was randomly search two files, assigning each crossmatch a price value up to a variable daily numeric limit, which I'm sorry, I get carried away. Anyway, 2 or 3 days a week, Paulie would stop on the way to the bank with his cash, tell me the numbers, and I'd generate the paperwork, a daily list of old movie actors jerking off to the latest in porn. One of the sleazier distributors was more than happy to send us phony invoices at 10 cents on the dollar. You see, I really made it look like a regular business. In a way, I just loved the whole thing, you know, being a criminal mastermind like Meyer Lansky or somebody. Oh, I know it was hypocritical of me to prosecute some crackhead for swiping a bag of microwave popcorn when the stuff he was using might have. Actually, I didn't think about that. As far as I was concerned, Paulie supplied an entertainment product to affluent adults who were responsible for their own lives, and he and I were playing an exciting high-stakes game of cops and accountants. By the way, Richard Vollmer never rented in my store. I never met him, and I'm pretty sure I never even saw the guy. I let my computer generate his account after I told a TV reporter what a regular customer he was. I just couldn't resist. And another thing. You know that 22-page printout of Gunther Mandrake's rentals, the one I cooked up for the DA? Well, what do you think was the last movie listed? You guessed it. Hot Scrum. Featuring the most manly Australian rugby team ever to tug each other's jockstraps.